an open field 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Oh, and a very happy Football Friday, and it's a Motown Friday. A Motown Friday, the very best kinds of Fridays on this show. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Dave DiNatale. My outstanding producer will be playing Motown rejoins throughout the show. It just makes it that much more fun. Lots of stuff going on. A little bit of news. You heard in the update that Garrett Gilkey, seventh-round pick of the Browns, gets signed. So that's two picks in the hopper now, right? Jamore Slaughter, sixth-rounder, got done earlier this week, and now Gilkey done. I like Garrett Gilkey. I like what I've seen, as much as you can tell, again, non-contact workouts, but just kind of the way he's put together, the way he moves around. Big guy, really impressed the Browns with the way he showed up. Very low body fat for a big man, offensive lineman, and a guy who's gotten some work inside, even though he's got that. He's big enough that he could probably be outside as well. But I think initially, and maybe for the long term, he is a consideration for inside depth to begin with. And we'll see if he can land a spot in the roster, or maybe he's a guy that's developed at that position. It takes some developing, but he definitely seems to have the physical attributes you want to see. Nimble on his feet, moves around, big, strong kind of player. And we have the top dog with us, Hanford Dixon. He usually stops by on Fridays. We're going to get his thoughts on the Browns secondary in particular. I mean, why not? You got one of the all-time best corners to play for this team to analyze what's going on in the back end of this defense. The safety position in particular has been a point of interest through this offseason, through the 2 weeks of OTAs, that the second week concluding yesterday. And get Hanny's thoughts again on how this has come together so far, what the Browns are doing with different people, such as Tashawn Gibson working there. You got Johnson Batamosi moved from corner to safety, taking a look at what he's all about in addition to his special teams prowess. And I just mentioned earlier, Jamore Slaughter being signed, the sixth-round draft pick. How does he factor into all of this, right? And so we'll hear from Hanford Dixon, who I believe, yes, played a little bit of safety at one point. I think briefly, if I'm not mistaken, he had some time at safety, but mostly a corner through his time, obviously defined as a corner through his time as a Pro Bowler for the Cleveland Browns. In addition to that, you are going to hear from, you're also going to get a national perspective on the team, and a very interesting piece. Don Banks from SportsIllustrated.com wrote a piece earlier, I want to say it was the end of last week, a week ago today, I think it was posted on their website, regarding Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns, regarding his status among those in the league, kind of looking toward him during the course of this federal investigation of his Pilot Flying J company, and what that could mean to his ownership of the Browns. And basically what Banks wrote about was different than what we had seen some other national website NFL writers try to tackle this topic in a way that said, well, maybe he's going to have to give up the team. Maybe he's going to have to, maybe this thing is going to reach that point that there's real concern about that. And no one was quoting anybody. It was all anonymous source. It sounded like a lot of opinion. Again, we'll see how everything plays out. But Banks took a very opposite view, and his piece cited some sources within the league. His sources, they were NFL, at the NFL level, the league level, and discussing with them what they thought, what they see regarding the whole situation and his future with the team and so on and so forth, but in a way that suggests calm down. It doesn't look like this is happening as far as him having to part ways with the Cleveland Browns or whatever, however that's been presented in other places. So just to hear from him and hear why he's taking that point of view, and I think you saw in USA Today a piece about the coverage of the owners meetings back in Boston on Thursday, and Don Banks was there, by the way, where Jimmy Haslam addressed his fellow owners for about 5 minutes or so, and asked, requested that forum to kind of get them up to speed on what's going on and comfort them, if that's the right word. I mean, and by the reaction that you saw in a piece that Jared Bell wrote for USA Today, he succeeded in doing that. So we'll hear from Don Banks on that. Additionally, Devon Bess, wide receiver, is going to join the show with a conversation that he had recently with Jameer Howerton to talk about himself, how these OTAs are going, his fit with the offense. He's been, I'll tell you, he's made an impact. I mean, you can see it just in terms, again, definition of impact in the offseason. Seeing a guy run really good routes, get open, catch passes, and do it over and over and over again. A real pro, a real come-to-work guy, and get it done. That's a nice addition. I think this will prove to be something more than just, and it was somewhat under-the-radar acquisition during the draft because there wasn't like a major trade or exchange of draft picks, and frankly, it was almost a wash, and the Browns parted ways with a low-end pick or picks with the Dolphins to get this thing done. I think that was the net was a low-end pick. So you don't get, maybe people don't necessarily get excited about that on a national scale, but I'll tell you what, in Cleveland, take a look at this. I think this is going to prove to be a big deal. I think it's going to prove to be a big help to this offense and this passing game. Okay, in a couple of minutes, you are going to hear from the top dog himself, Hanford Dixon. We'll have him on this show, this Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Save thousands during Liberty's Memorial Day event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Or lease the best-selling Ford Escape for only $169 a month. That's only $169 a month on a new Escape. Liberty is open Memorial Day from 11 to 4. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Simplify and save the spring at Rebel Wireless. Hashtag Rebel Saves.
Yoga? I don't know how you do it. It's all about clearing your mind. Impossible. Between picking up the kids, what color to paint the hallway, when my mother-in-law is coming, and where did I put the other shoe to that really, really cute pair that I love, and oh, the bills.
You need to free yourself. Start with your wireless bill.
But I have switched to Rebel Wireless.
Rebel?
As in nationwide, unlimited everything, no contract, save me a ton of money, Rebel Wireless.
That sounds relaxing.
Uh-huh. It's everything I want from wireless without the big bill.
Everything?
And now I save over $50 a month.
Wow, but I love my...
phone? Rebel has all the latest smartphones for great prices that do everything your overpriced one does.
Wow, I'm feeling more limber already.
Free is in full bloom this spring at Rebel. Now get a free month of nationwide, no contract, unlimited everything with a new Rebel smartphone purchase and activation. No compromising, just great savings. Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan. See sales associate for details.
Life is extraordinary, and since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products, become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item every day. Invest in your health now, and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
Northeast Ohio's hometown tire and service team is reinvesting again with a brand new Conrad's at Ridgewood and Miller Road in front of Carolina Grill and Copley. That makes 34 convenient Northeast Ohio Conrad's locations. And to celebrate, you can get this great deal at every one of them. Buy 3 select Mastercraft tires, get the 4th one free, plus free road hazard protection. Buy 3, get one free at our new Conrad's and Copley in all 34 Northeast Ohio Conrad's locations. Buy local, save big. That's
Conrad's.
This is nice. This is nice. It's a Motown Friday. We're getting ready for a holiday weekend. Weather should be good. Maybe not as hot as we'd prefer, but if it's dry, I'll take that. Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. We go to the Rebel Wireless Hotline now, and we are joined by our good friend Hanford Top Dog Dixon. And Dog, before we go into talking about Browns talk, want to congratulate you. You were recently inducted into the Mobile, Alabama Sports Hall of Fame. Very, very proud of you, my friend.
Thank you, Vic. It really meant a lot to me. It was an award that, obviously, the ceremony was Tuesday of this week in Mobile, Alabama. And, to be honored to be mentioned with some of the names that are already in, guys like Hank Aaron, Satchel Paige and guys like that is just outstanding. But it was a really, really nice award, and it meant so much to me because that's where it all started for me, back in those little dirt roads down in Alabama, and to be recognized by your hometown is a lot. And, I've won a lot of awards, but this one is really special.
Oh, yeah, it has to be. It really has to be. And the other thing that comes to mind here is I'm sure this isn't the first Sports Hall of Fame recognizing you, Doug.
No, and in the Mississippi, obviously Southern Mississippi and on, but another one that has eluded me so far is the entire state, the Alabama Hall of Fame, and I know they just want to punish me because I went to school in Mississippi and didn't stay in the state to go to Alabama or Auburn, but that's okay. Eventually, hopefully, I'll get around to it.
Yeah, I was and
you want to hear something funny? This is really funny. Saturday night, they had the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame banquet in Birmingham, and Ozzie and I attended that, he's really been giving them a hard time about that thing by not having me in there already.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe more time will just heal those wounds and people just finally back down and say, okay, we got to recognize the guy because you are so deserving. Hanford, I want to get into some Browns talk, and let's start with the secondary, your wheelhouse here. Interesting stuff going on at safety, and as I look at it, I see probably a better situation maybe shaping up in that area than a lot of us might have anticipated before this offseason. And I say that for several reasons, starting with the fact that Tashawn Gibson, the undrafted free agent from last year, has really looked impressive in these OTA workouts, looking like he's where he's supposed to be, he's around the ball. These are some of the things he showed last year. But he really seems like a guy who, and again, no contact, but still seems to be making his presence felt in these OTAs as someone who looks very competent as a potential starter opposite T.J. Ward.
Well, I think what has happened with Deshaun, I don't want to say he's growing up. Maybe that's a good way to put it. But I think the young man is finally realizing, and the light has gone off in his head that, hey, here's an opportunity for me, something pretty special. And he is right now, I think, is trying to take advantage of it. And what a great place to start is with the OTAs, and especially with this new coaching staff and Horton and those guys with the scheme and the defense that we're going to play. Because one thing that's important, Vic, with this defense, I mean, it's going to have people everywhere. You're going to line up, be aligned all over the place, and there's going to be a lot of opportunities to make a lot of big plays. And obviously we know we have T.J. Ward, who has pretty much ironed down one of those safety spots, and we need someone else to step to the forefront to take over that other position. And it's just a great opportunity right there that's open because, again, I mean, I'm telling you, with this defense and the scheme and how aggressive this defense is going to play this year, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for a lot of big plays.
Yeah, and the other thing that's interesting, the roster move that was made earlier this week among several was the fact that the Browns decided to cut Eric Hag, a guy they had drafted and had maybe projected to compete for a spot here initially, but he got cut. So it tells you one thing. Number one, that they do like, I think, what they see from Gibson so far. It also tells you that the sixth-round draft pick from this most recent draft, and you go to Jamar Slaughter from Notre Dame, a guy who's coming back from an Achilles injury, ruptured Achilles, that they think he's on course to be ready for the start of training camp. That's what the kid said his goal was. He's been observing in practices. He's been, you know, dressed out in the shorts and jersey and helmet, but not taking part in anything heavy because he's still recovering. But I think there's optimism there. They've got him signed to a contract already, the first of the draft picks to be signed, and they must think that he's going to be a factor sooner than later.
Well, I could tell you this. I've actually been following this kid Slaughter a little bit, and obviously he had his injury, but I think the upside on this kid is really, really good. And obviously he's a smart kid. If he went to University of Notre Dame, there's going to be no problem with him picking up this defense. And I think the most important thing with him right now is to just really, really, really just learn and be healthy, because there's no question that he can play. And I think he could definitely help this defense. And again, I go back to that old saying I say time and time again, Vic, competition bring out the best in all of us. But I have to say this, I was, I was really, really a little shocked or maybe surprised a little bit with Hag not being on this roster, but that's okay. It doesn't upset me, because I think we have a lot of talent. We have a lot of guys that I think that can compete for that position, and it's going to be interesting to see who's going to step up. Obviously, Gibson right now is doing all the right things, but of course, this kid Slaughter out of Notre Dame, I think he has great, great upside, and let's see who's going to take over that position beside T.J. Ward.
Hanford Top Dog Dixon joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Another guy who's interesting at this position, and he's interesting for even more than the secondary, is Johnson Bademosi. Right? He was a corner last year, but they've converted him over to safety. And I'll tell you, Hanford, he looks very natural and comfortable there. You got to see him in some of the workouts as well. He looks just, I think, at home at this safety position and making that conversion. But his biggest presence, of course, has been on coverage teams, on special teams. He's been a leader there right away. And I know Rob Chudzinski talked yesterday about how much they value this guy in that role and want to continue to see him thrive in that role. But he is making somewhat of his presence felt at the safety position. I want to ask you about that conversion, what it takes for a player to kind of do that, to kind of go from corner to safety, and what are some of the elements that are involved with that?
Well, it's kind of tough, and obviously Johnson, he's a guy that's he's pretty much going to be a leader on the special teams. I mean, there's no question about that. I mean, the kid right now, he's learning a new position, and again, he's playing some safety. But, one thing coming from that corner, going to that safety position, it's not easy. It's a pretty tough position because, again, you're looking at the guy that's at the safety. He's the one that's got to make sure that everybody is where they are supposed to be. Because, normally when, playing corner, you look at those safeties and you want to know what the defense is. And the safety is the one that's going to make pretty much all the calls back there in the secondary to, say, for instance, if they start off in a I formation, they end up in a Detroit formation, which is like three or four wide receivers. I mean, there's certain calls and things that you have to do in order to change the defense, and that's one of the big parts of the safety. He not only knows what he's supposed to do, but he's got to know what everybody does in that secondary, and that is not easy. But it's going to be a tough trip, but it's going to be a tough change for him. But there's no doubt I think he can make that change to the safety position. Because you remember, Vic, for a while there, I left corner and I was going to play safety a little bit. And then Anthony Blaylock, I'm going way back now.
Right.
But again, Anthony Blaylock, who was the corner, couldn't handle that corner position. So I had to go back to the corner, but it is not an easy transition to make, but it's one that can be made.
Yeah, no, that's such an interesting point, too. And, yeah, you had that brief opportunity to deal with that and kind of go back and forth at the position so you understand about that transition. You brought up how competition brings out the best in everybody. We have talked about this on the show. And, yeah, cliche, but it does have some meaning. And I think, really, the meaning is getting stronger at the quarterback position. The Browns bringing in Brian Hoyer from Cleveland, you signed him last week. He was on the field this week in OTAs. And now you see a guy who I think has ramped things up, and it's a quarterback trio now. They've gone ahead and released Thaddeus Lewis. So it's Brandon Whedon, Jason Campbell, and now Brian Hoyer. And I just want your thoughts here on how you see this competition forming, because it seems true to life here that this coaching staff wants to see exactly what it has in these three guys, and there have been no determinations already been made as to who the starter's going to be.
Well, you know, I like it. I mean, I really like it because, again, and the reason why I like it because we have three guys right there that can start. And, again, you heard Hoyer. I mean, he made the comment that, yeah, I could start. I could start for a football team. And, obviously, you know what Campbell is thinking. And Wheaton, I mean, what can you say about my man? I think that Wheaton has come out during this whole process, and I think he's really taken over the leadership role. And I think he's playing well. I think he's acting like this is his football team, and he wants to send a message to these coaches saying, hey, I am the guy. I am going to be the man. You don't, unless I get hurt, you don't have to go looking for another quarterback. I mean, obviously, we got two pretty good ones already on the roster, but if I'm healthy, I am going to be your guy. I am going to be your starting quarterback. And I like the way he has taken the reins of this whole thing, the leadership role, and how he's playing throughout this whole process. But there is no doubt, Wheaton understands that he's got two guys behind him, talking about Campbell and talking about Hoyer, two guys that can play also. And, again, that's what I mean. And you know when I say that competition brings out the best in all of us. And these guys, I like the way it's starting to shape up. And as things, as it goes along, I think we have one more set of OTAs, if I'm not correct.
You're right, next week.
And
yeah.
Next week we have another set of those. And all the way from here on out through training camp, it is going to get interesting, my friend.
It really is. Hanford, thank you so much, and I hope that you, your family, have a very safe and enjoyable holiday weekend.
Well, Vic, I'm going to do like you. I am going to eat too much. But other than that, I'm just going to take it easy.
I am with that program. Very good. He is Hanford Top Dog Dixon. He joins us regularly here on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Save thousands during Liberty's Memorial Day event. Like $11,000 off MSRP of a new F-150. Or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's only $199. Plus, right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Liberty is open Memorial Day from 11 to 4. Hurry in and save today. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Naval Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Looking for a real value for your health insurance dollar? Look no further than Value Plus individual health insurance plans from Medical Mutual. Value Plus plans offer access to preventive care like immunizations and blood pressure and cholesterol screenings, paid for at 100%. Plus, Medical Mutual will cover your first two doctor's visits at no cost to you. For valuable information on our Value Plus plans, visit medmutual.com/valueplus. Official health insurer of the Cleveland Browns.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Are you ready to kick some abs?
Maybe.
Warrior Core starts in 10 minutes.
What's Warrior Core?
We basically throw huge tires around for an hour.
Woo! Trendy gym classes would make tire shopping sweatier, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and all the best brands. Plus, members get $150 in points with the purchase of 4 Goodyear or Mighty Road Handler tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer in 6-1. Installation required. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com. Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that's why they named the street after me. They say spring is a time for love, and I hope they are right, because I'm meeting a blind date at Bonefish Grill. We exchange awkward hellos as our server deftly arrives with Hawaiian martinis. With island flavors of coconut and desert pear, each sip is as surprising as the fact that she actually resembles her profile picture. We share white tuna street tacos for $8.90. With each delectable bite of seared albacore and crispy wontons, I almost start to believe in this love business. Next, the deluxe mixed grill for $18.90 with delicious sirloin steak, tender scallops, and shrimp. I know I've found at least one amazing catch tonight.
Try our new Happy Monday Prefix. For just $14.90, enjoy a draft beer, house wine, or other beverage, a salad, and an entree, like our delicious Bang Bang Shrimp Dinner.
Sounds like my idea of a good time. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Hi, gang. Riz here. Someone asked me the other day, why isn't Gillingham Ford open on Sundays? I said, look, simple. Rob, Bob, and Matt want their staff to be home with their families on Sundays. They also said, are they closed on holidays as well? Yep, most of them. Folks, it's what I've been telling you. Bob Gillingham Ford, family still comes first. All Ford dealers have the same product, but not the same people. Take Bill Bell, for example. Vietnam vet, sales rep, 29 years and counting. Says something to have an employee with you for that long in this day and age. He's one of a number of sales professionals with 20-plus years of experience who want to show you the incredible, efficient Ford lineup, from Focus to F-Series. Look, don't get sold, get educated. Let open, honest, and fair guide you to your next buying experience. It all happens at Bob Gillingham Ford. Folks, they are the home of the real deal. See them at BobGillinghamFord.com. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. Bob Gillingham Ford.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Kirchy with you. And wishing you all, I hope, a very happy and pleasant holiday weekend. And let's remember what it will be all about. Our Memorial Day, think about all the servicemen and women and what they've done for this country, past and present. And I know a lot of you out there just have that close to your heart. So that is definitely something to keep in mind through this weekend. And again, hopefully it's an enjoyable and safe one for all of you. All right, our own Jameer Howardson had a chance to sit down with one of the newer Browns, veteran wide receiver Devon Best, who came aboard in the draft day trade with the Miami Dolphins. Take it away, Jameer.
Devon, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Happy to be here.
Man, it's been a busy offseason, to say the least, for you. Take us through the whole process. How you been coming along?
Everything's been going well. You know, it kind of started off draft day. I got the phone call and that Cleveland Browns was somewhat interested in picking me up, acquiring me, then trading for me or whatnot. You know, the transition's been really great. You know, I've been a big fan of Norv's and Chubb's for a long time. Just to be able to come in and kind of be one of the older guys in the room, to be able to kind of to mold the group, you know, into you know, some of the things that I learned, you know, in my 6-year career coming up. And you know, as just, you know, just being a pro, you know, accountability, you know, being real hands-on on the field, you know, real verbal. And just trying to be that leader by action. So I'm happy for the opportunity. Looking forward to it.
What was that like for you when you got that phone call during draft time and you was going to come to the Cleveland Browns?
It was weird, because I was, you know, I was actually on my way up from Miami and I got the call. It was about 6:30 p.m. and I forget who it was, but he said I had to be on a 7:30 flight. So I had to get home, get changed, packed up, and kind of head to the airport. But you know, for me, the transition was good. You know, everybody's was concerned and, you know, worried, obviously a lot of the fans back that way. But you know, it's a good step for me in my career, and just for me to move on and really start a new chapter in my life.
coming to Berea that following day, you got a chance to sit down and talk to Norv Turner and Scott Turner. What was that? What did you take away from that conversation?
It was real good. You know, obviously they had been big fans of mine for a long time, so that was something good for me to hear and for me to kind of take in. And then just knowing their track record and watching how many points Norv scored over his course of his career, you know, and lighting it up over in San Diego and Chud as well. So just knowing the fit, you know, it was going to be a good fit for me, young group, and it was a chance for me to come in and kind of, you know, teach the guys. You know, they pretty much know what they're doing now. They're good, you know, but, you know, just to have that veteran presence in the room and be able to talk to the guys about the small details, and that's you know, will help you win ball games.
When you got your hands on that playbook and you looked through it, what excited you the most about this offense?
Just the explosiveness. You know, it's a lot of down the field type of opportunities for us. You know, and that's what this league is transitioned to, is being really explosive and getting the ball up and down the field.
You mentioned about your 6 years, and over the course of those 6 years, as a rookie, you were thrown right into the fire. How much has that helped you and molded you into the player you are today?
It find my career, you know, to be quite honest, you know, you that's the best way to learn, is to be thrown in the fire. And we all know with the NFL, you know, without opportunity, you're nothing, you know. So for me to even get that opportunity being undrafted, it was a special opportunity for me. And I took it one day at a time, you know, and took advantage of the opportunity.
You're known to be that wide receiver in the slot that has a knack of getting open on third down. Take us through that process. How do you get open, and how, you know, you made your hay doing this?
Well, it's really about studying your opponent, you know, kind of knowing the third down tendencies, you know, that your opposing team's going to be playing. And then the other part of it is just wanting that bullseye, you know, and I've always been the type of player who wants the bullseye on the big down, you know. So a mixture of that and obviously working out, and the coaches putting me in a position to make the play, it's a deadly combination.
You mentioned about this young locker room. Talk about your presence and how these young players have been rallying around you and just picking your brain.
I'm excited to be here, you know, because the more and more I get to, you know, help other people, and the more and more I'm, you know, refining my skills, you know, and refining my tools and getting, you know, whether it's getting open, whether it's catching the ball, whatever it is. And at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, sticking to the fundamentals. You know, that's the difference in winning and losing ball games in this league.
Greg Little, Josh Gordon, what do you like from these two young players?
They big, physical, catch the ball, really good route runners, and I think the biggest thing that impressed me the most is their work ethic. You know, you see a lot of young guys who are put in their position and kind of take the position for granted. And for them to be able to come out every day and work the way they do, it's exciting, and I'm looking forward to it.
If you don't mind me asking, what are some of the questions? What are some of the type of questions do they ask you?
Just, you know, little things, you know, whether it's, you know, getting in and out of a break, you know, a certain way to run a certain route, you know, just little things, you know. And there's times I ask them questions, you know. So it's all about all of us getting better and ultimately helping the team win.
OTAs have been in full swing. How's the offense taking shape?
We're getting there. You know, we got a long ways to go, but we're definitely heading in the right direction. Training camp will be, you know, be coming up really soon after we finish up here with OTAs and mini camp. I think come at the end of camp, you know, we'll be ready.
Training camp breeds that competition. Talk about the chirping that's been going on between the wide receivers and the DBs. Has that been brewing up?
It hadn't escalated yet, but you know, once the 101s come out, you know, during training camp, a lot of guys are gonna be on the edge and ready to go. So I'm looking forward to it.
Devon, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me, man.
All right, thank you, Jameer Howerton. Thank you, Devon Best, for that. Okay, we're going to take a national look. We like to do that on this show. You know that. We try to do it a minimum of once a week, sometimes twice. And we are going to take a national look at the Browns, and particularly at the ownership situation that has obviously been of great interest to a lot of people and received a lot of publicity. Don Banks from SportsIllustrated.com is coming up next on this Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Save thousands. thousands during Liberty's Memorial Day event. Liberty has special event pricing on their huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, like 0% financing on certified Fords. That's 0%, plus a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, multi-point inspection, and more. Liberty is open Memorial Day from 11 to 4. Hurry in and save today. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOG. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Browns fans, unite! Season tickets are on sale now. Purchase your season tickets today and be a part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on becoming a new Cleveland Browns season ticket holder, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine. Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East side, Richmond Town Square. West side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
Does fuel economy give you a little thrill you don't admit to? Ever banned food consumption in your vehicle? Anonymous door dings make you feel mankind really isn't so advanced? You must be a new Lincoln owner. Yes, an occasional tingle of excitement is natural, given your 2013 Lincoln MKZ Hybrid has best-in-class city fuel economy with an EPA-estimated 45 city miles per gallon. The equally compelling cabin, dressed in premium leather-trimmed seats, does oblige you to keep food and drink in its place. And that doubt about your fellow man? Your favorite music playing through the available THX2 certified audio system confirms there is still much to be said for the human spirit.
The Lincoln Sales Event. Right now, get an exceptional offer on the all-new 2013 Lincoln MKZ Hybrid. Only at the Lincoln Sales Event. On now. EPA estimated rating of 45 city, 45 highway, 45 combined MPG. Actual mileage will vary. Class is luxury midsize sedans. THX is a trademark of THX Limited. All rights reserved.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
I'm Dave DiNatale. Indians and Red Sox going to continue their four-game series tonight at Fenway Park. First pitch at 7:10. It'll be Justin Masterson getting the ball against John Lackey. Indians have also brought Nick Swisher back off the paternity list. Cord Phelps has been optioned back to AAA Columbus. And the Browns signed seventh-round draft pick offensive lineman Garrett Gilkey to a four-year deal today. The team getting the weekend off after 3 days of OTA practices this week in Berea. Now back to Cleveland Browns Daily. I'm Dave DiNatale.
Football Friday and a Motown Friday. Yep. Dave DiNatale playing those Motown tunes throughout. Could listen to these all day. Going to listen to them this weekend. I know that for sure. While chilling a little bit on this Memorial Day weekend. And you can see Clint Dempsey, Michael Bradley, and the U.S. soccer team take on Belgium on May 29th at First Energy Stadium. For tickets and info, visit ussoccer.com. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Joining us now on the Revel Wireless Hotline is Don Banks from SI.com. Don, a recent piece you wrote about Browns owner Jimmy Haslam under the heading NFL Watching But Not Expecting to Strip Haslam of Browns Ownership. This column that you wrote I thought was a balance or at least showed some balance to previous pieces that had come out suggesting the opposite on a national basis, some web stories and web columns that had addressed the federal investigation into Haslam's pilot Flying J company and saying that it could lead to him having the Browns stripped of him. But this story that you wrote, quoting some league sources, said the opposite. So just want to give you a chance to talk about that.
Yeah, well, Vic, what I was setting out to do was just to try to take a temperature reading. I, frankly, with the one-day owners' meetings in Boston on Tuesday, in kind of a preview of that, I wanted to get a sense for what, you know, what was the league's internal view of Jimmy Haslam's legal issue? How concerned are they about it? Do they see, you know, the possibility of kind of a worst-case scenario unfolding? And from the people I talked to, it's clear that they're watching this case closely. It's clear that they see the potential, you know, for charges and for a federal case being made against this this, you know, diesel rebate fraud. But I did not get the sense that the league feels it rises to the level that it could imperil his ownership in Cleveland. And basically what I wanted to find out was not so much is the league trying to play, you know, judge on this case, but whether or not their level of worry and concern really rises to a worst case scenario.
And it was interesting too, Don, in the course of your piece, you point out some of the precedent that was here regarding owners who have been in maybe a circumstance where that have been in a circumstance where there have been criminal investigations and so forth. And Eddie DeBartolo, when he owned the San Francisco 49ers, turning that ownership of the team over to his sister, and I guess actually it was his sister's husband too, Dr. York, after that situation that occurred with him down in Louisiana.
Yeah, I mean, that is the precedent that I think everybody who covers the league and everybody within the league kind of quickly went to. Where the league draws a pretty clear distinction is they obviously Eddie DeBartolo Jr. in 1998 was indicted for a criminal personal activity, and that is that he was trying to bribe former Governor Edwards of Louisiana in regards to a casino license in Louisiana. And the league kind of sees that as one level, that the Haslam issue is really a corporate accusation of wrongdoing, not so much a personal criminal accusation. And I think the league feels a little bit better looking at the situation with that clear distinction being made. I don't think anybody in the New York office is taking the issue lightly, but I do think that the DeBartolo situation offers some precedent in that if charges are filed and if a conviction would be won, I think the league is pretty clear that they think Jimmy Haslam would probably step away from direct sole ownership for a time, probably try to transfer control of the team to a family member. I was told, you know, it could be one of the two daughters. It could even be his 82-year-old father. But, you know, they see a format that the Haslam family would not have to, you know, totally divest itself of the Browns, even in the worst-case scenario of charges and a conviction.
Don Banks from SI.com joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don, you mentioned those meetings on Tuesday, the one-day meeting of the NFL owners in Boston, and a topic among a couple of key topics, yes, the awarding of Super Bowls in Northern California for Super Bowl 50 to San Francisco and then Super Bowl 51 to Houston. But I think the thing that really caught a lot of attention is the moving of the draft for next year to May because of a scheduling conflict at Radio City Music Hall, which has been the regular home of the draft in New York.
Well, Vic, for 2014, it's pretty clear-cut, as the commissioner made known in his post-meeting press briefing. It's either going to be on the dates of May 8th through 10th or the 15th through the 17th of May next year. Now, the question is, whether or not it will ever return to April. There's going to be some, I think, major pushback on this from football operations people, i.e., people who actually, you know, work the off season for clubs. I talked to a number of club officials yesterday who they can't find anything about this that they like. That doesn't mean that the league is truly going to accede to their wishes, but I do think there's going to be a bit of a tussle over this. But it's also, the bigger picture here is, it's also clear, Vic, that the league is looking for ways to, as it puts it, adjust its off-season schedule. And one of the major ways I think that they want to go is to put the draft into May, which is a sweeps month for TV ratings. It's also a month that is kind of devoid of any major event for the on the NFL off-season calendar. They want to spread out these events, the combine, the free agency, owners meetings, and the draft, as much as possible, to create almost a hot stove league. As if the NFL is not enough of an off-season topic, they want to, in essence, kind of play their cards one at a time. So they're talking on the front end with the players' union about possibly starting free agency in the league year ahead of the combine for a change. And then on the back end, it's pretty clear, and it's up to the commissioner's discretion, he can move the draft. I'd be very surprised at this point if the draft moved back into April. I think we're looking at probably mid-May next year, and then they're talking, Stephen Jones on the competition committee, the vice president of the Cowboys, told me they're probably talking, trying to make it an annual first week of May event.
The pushback you talk about, though, I am hearing rumblings about that. A friend who was coaching on a team other than the Browns, happened to talk with him yesterday, and he said, you know, with a May draft, of course, the calendar pops up in his head that then you're going to have some kind of off-season workouts that involve mini camps or something that involve the players you've drafted and the undrafted rookies and so forth. And he said basically, whatever vacation time coaches grab is so valuable in this off season, just to grab this because you're doing this full 7 day a week grind once you're into training camp. And is that the crux of the pushback that you're hearing as well?
Well, that's part of it. Frankly, the people that talked to me always prefaced it and said, look, you know, I don't think the league cares about our vacation time or our downtime. We all care about our own vacation time a little bit more than anybody else does. Right. But that is a legitimate issue. I mean, already the off season has grown so, you know, exponentially that it's really only the end of June and the first couple weeks of July that is a legitimate window of true quiet time in the NFL. And I think, you know, teams look at this innovation that the league is proposing and they say that's either going to cost us a rookie mini camp or, frankly, it's going to push everything back. Some clubs are starting work on next year's draft next week. I had one club official say, you know, under this new format, that's now going to get pushed into June. And so into early June and mid-June, we're going to be grinding. And it's the time-off window. It's obviously less time to work with the rookie incoming class, which coaches and GMs and player personnel people are never going to be in favor of that. They want to have their hands on on their players and indoctrinate them. And they also look at it and say, you know, this is just going to lengthen a draft analysis preparation period that is already in the eyes of many way too long and leads to frankly, paralysis by analysis and leads to overthinking things. So I think football people would like to see the draft prep season get shorter, and instead it's going to get longer.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And like you said, the league may consider a lot of things. One's vacation time is probably not among them when it comes to coaches
Absolutely
or personnel
not.
People or front office people. Yeah,
it's great. It's crocodile tears if they even shed them. So I think that's an issue that that we can commiserate with our covering this league. We can commiserate with the coaches and personnel people in this league, but I don't think the league cares a lot about it.
Don, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Okay.
He is
Take
Don,
care, Vic.
Yes, he is Don Banks from SI.com, and he joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Thousands during Liberty's Memorial Day event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Or lease the best-selling Ford Escape for only $169 a month. That's only $169 a month on a new Escape. Liberty is open Memorial Day from 11 to 4. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Hazel Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if your service is active. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost, contract, or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost, stranded, or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
I run a small taxi company. I buy retired police cars at auction and turn them into cabs. These cop cars have been through a lot. Driven hard all day, every day for years. Through brutal winters and summers, almost 100,000 miles. And I need this car to last for another 300,000. That's why I look for cruisers protected with Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil. It's engineered to perform under extreme conditions, so I know the engine will run like new.
Mobil 1. Keep your engine running like new.
Been to the Quarry? What a special world-class golf course. Folks, spectacular views. Minutes off I-77 in Canton, the amazing clubhouse and award-winning grill. Two more reasons the Quarry is a perfect place for your foursome, group, or event. Call them today. 330-488-3178. What a beautiful place for a wedding. That's 330-488-3178. Ask them about the VIP pass. Save you $15 every time you play. 330-488-3178. Be sure to like them on Facebook.
Join ESPN Cleveland on June 21st at Cedar Points for the annual ESPN Cleveland Day at the Park. We'll be broadcasting live with the Willie Big Show 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Hooligans 3 to 6 p.m. and 3 Deep 7 to 9 p.m. Plus, we're offering a special discounted price of $35 to all our fans. That's a savings of $19.99 off the gate price. Go to ESPNCleveland.com/Cedar Points for the link, official username, and password. ESPN Cleveland Day at the Park, June 21st. Brought to you by Cedar Points and ESPN Cleveland.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci saying that appreciate the fact that you're hanging out with us on this Motown Friday edition, Football Friday, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we go back to questions and comments that you have submitted to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns Daily email address, which is daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Also, a reminder that you follow us, the show, on Twitter, at Browns_Daily. You follow me on Twitter. And, again, submit questions, comments to all these places, at VICCARUCCI. But I want to start this with discussion. It came from Twitter, but it's something that I think is going to be interesting to Browns fans if they haven't noticed this. There's a guy named Bucky Brooks, works for NFL Network, NFL.com. He's a former NFL player. He was a wide receiver. I covered him back in the day when he played for the Buffalo Bills, and then he went on to become a scout in the league. And actually, we got together again later on when he was seeking something post-scouting life and wanted to get involved with journalism. So when I was working at NFL.com, NFL Network, kind of brought him in there, and he's done a tremendous job, and he remains someone that I respect and know his work, love his work. Well, he raises, and this is the kind of thinking Bucky presents that I think makes it interesting to follow and listen to what he talks about. Via his Twitter account, he had these two tweets. So he tweeted what he described as a two-part question. And part one was, here's a question I asked some NFL scout today. Do teams need to draft a running back early to find a difference maker at that position? Question mark. Here's part two of my question in a second next tweet. If the Browns had to do it again, would they take Trent Richardson with a top five pick? Is he worth it? And those were the questions that Bucky Brook raises. And I got to tell you, it makes you stop and it makes you think. As extremely talented as Richardson certainly is, was at Alabama, created that whole thing where he was regarded by some on the basis of his talent to be the best player or one of the very best in the 2012 NFL draft, you wonder now, because here's the part of that question that Bucky didn't insert that I'm going to insert, is who's making the choice? Okay, so we obviously know for the Browns' previous personnel people, Tom Heckert and company, that not only was it a priority to pick Richardson, it was enough of a priority to make sure they moved from spot four to spot three in the trade with Minnesota to make sure they didn't miss him, to make sure somebody didn't leapfrog in front of them. He was their guy. They wanted that guy. And they knew all along he was going to be at least the fourth overall pick, so he was going to be a top five guy. But I really wonder if the current group, if Joe Banner, Mike Lombardi, if they would feel the same way about a running back. And this is nothing really against Trent Richardson at all in saying this. And I don't think Bucky Brooks is making this a Trent Richardson not worthy of it necessarily, although he did ask if he was worth it. But he's reflecting on the running back position, which many of us, I think, who look at football say, do you need to go that high to get a great one or a really good one? And obviously, and Alfred Morris just is one example of what happened last year, you didn't need to make that investment to get somebody who would make an impact for you like that, like he did. And for Richardson's part, it wasn't an overwhelming performance by any means. Extenuating circumstances, he got hurt. That was part of the issue, but I think it's worth asking because I have my doubts about whether this group, and I don't know anything in terms of their feelings toward Richardson per se or the running back per se, but I don't, just looking at kind of the history of things, thinking about the Eagles where Banner was, I just don't know that they would have gone there with this pick. So it's a big investment, and the question was legitimately raised, I think, by Bucky Brooks, a good debate question, I think. And that's why I repeated it here, is to just what this team would have done and should this team have maybe gone that way, because what would the alternative have been? The alternative could have been to trade down, right? And then a whole host of things could come into play. Would they have gone and taken Brandon Whedon? That's another question that a lot of people might say, not these guys necessarily, in light of, you know, some of the comments that were made before the draft, too. Michael Lombardi on NFL Network. So, but things get revised and changed, and when you're running a team, it's a different thing than commenting as a media person, is what we do on the outside. But it's all worthy stuff, I think, to discuss. All right, I want to thank Hanford Dixon for being on the show. I want to thank Devon Best and Jameer Howerton. I want to thank Lauren Whitaker and Joe Meadows for their great work, and all my cast and crew over at the Browns Media Department for getting all this stuff posted. My outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Have a safe and wonderful holiday. We will talk to you again Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media.